This week in 2017, white supremacists rally around the statue of Robert E. Lee in Charlottesville. One of them runs his car through a crowd of counter-protesters, killing one and injuring at least 19 others. You're listening to This Week in Virginia History, brought to you by Virginia Encyclopedia and WTJU. I'm Nathan Moore. Sitting at the center of Market Street Park in downtown Charlottesville, the bronze sculpture of Robert E. Lee shows the Confederate general astride his horse, Traveler. In 1917, philanthropist Paul Goodloe McIntyre bought the land that would become the park. He gifted it to the city on the condition that the park be strictly for whites only. The same year, McIntyre commissioned the sculpture of Robert E. Lee, who had emerged as a key icon of the Lost Cause movement that glorified the Confederacy. The statue was unveiled in 1924 in conjunction with Confederate reunions taking place in Charlottesville that spring. This was a time of strict segregation and racial violence. Days before the unveiling, a local chapter of the Ku Klux Klan burned a cross and paraded through Charlottesville. Early in the 21st century, sentiments around the Lee statue started to change. City council members began publicly suggesting changes to the Confederate monuments, and in 2015, high school student Zy Bryant initiated a petition that called for the Lee statue's removal. In the spring and summer of 2017, far-right and white supremacist groups led rallies around the country, including at Charlottesville's Confederate statues. These rallies culminated in the so-called Unite the Right rally on August 12th in Charlottesville, ending in James Fields driving his car through a crowd of anti-racist protesters. That killed Heather Heyer and wounded 19 others. This July 2020, Virginia changed its laws around Confederate monuments, making it easier for cities to remove statues like the one of Robert E. Lee. But as of this recording, the statue still stands. This Week in Virginia History was produced by Virginia Humanities and WTJU. Read about this story and more at encyclopediavirginia.org.